You get what I'm saying?
Welcome to Wells Fargo Treasury Management Client Services. Para español, marque número 6. For general support and passwords, loans, and commercial card expense reporting, press 1. Client Service Officer, 2. International Treasury Management and Foreign Currency Transactions, 3. Check orders, deposit slips, cash vault bags, prepaid card, recognition card, or virtual lockbox, 4. Technical Support, 5. To hear these options again, for CEO password resets and general support, press 1. For CEO technical support, 2. For transmission support, 3. For desktop deposit technical support, 4. To speak with a client service officer, press.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
All of our technical service officers are currently servicing other clients. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order received.
Okay. Do you have, like, the forms ready, the assignments and stuff? They don't match? Oh my God.
Thank you for calling Wells Fargo Technical Support. This is Michael Barr. How can I help you?
Hi, Michael. I sent 2 wires today, but apparently the name I put on the account was their DBA and not their actual name. Can you tell me if they were rejected?
I can get you... let me see here. Do you have the ability to run a wire report?
I'm looking at the wire report right now. And there's, like, mm-hmm. confirmation numbers next to it, but I called the bank that I sent the wire to, and they said they haven't received it.
Okay. Let me see here. What's your Wells Fargo CEO company ID? That's the first thing you type in?
Yeah. It's CARDI740.
And what is your user ID?
KREESE.
Okay, and what were the dollar amounts on those wires?
$14,750, 2 of them to the same place.
Okay, and how long ago were those wires made?
Probably both sometime this morning. Let me see if I pulled the detailed report, if it tells me. One was made at 10:53 Eastern Time, and the other that can't be right. They weren't made at the same time. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so one was made at 8 Pacific Time, and the other. Around 11 Pacific time.
So those are both, so 8 and 11, so the Eastern time, I can ignore that one?
Yeah.
Okay. 8 Pacific Standard Time and then 11 Pacific Standard Time. And you said which information was entered in incorrectly? Which field?
The account name. I put in the company name, but I guess the name that they have on their account is different.
Okay. All right, give me just a moment here. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
It's Kara.
Okay, give me just a moment here. Let me see if I can dig a little bit deeper on that for you and find out.
While you're waiting, will you do the analysis Amy sent over?
All right, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. He was good. But you guys want him more for sales, right? I told him that, you know, if he wanted, he could always start in sales and then move to operations the way Brian did. Yeah, he was like, said, okay, cool. I told him to follow up with you. Tried to push sales a little bit for you, so. Yeah. I know, I'm 72. Ruben keeps giving me tons of shit. And I'm like, Ruben keeps giving me tons of shit. And I'm like, alright, thanks. Let's go. Are you going to the thing? Coming for him. I've been on hold for forever. Was human Brander. Should I actually put it on? I have to find the other hole. I'm on hold, so I have to keep it on.
Kara?
Yeah.
Hi, yeah, so I'm on the line with the wire room right now. We did see that we processed both the wires, but which one of the account names is correct? We have a TD Bank and then a Water Treatment Solutions. Which one is supposed to be the correct one?
Neither. It's supposed to be a water recycling. Hold on, let me find it. Oh, I lost it again. It's called water recycling something. TD Bank is the bank it's supposed to go to.
Yeah, so that's the beneficiary bank information, right?
Yeah.
So, where was the incorrect information typed in?
The name on the account is Water Recycling International, Inc., but I think it says the name on the account is Water Treatment Solutions.
So, all right, so the account name is the correct one, and then the other one, we can see the first one that was done says TD Bank in the account name, so it needs to be Water Treatment Solutions.
No, both of them need to be Water Recycling International, Inc.
As far as the account name is concerned, is that correct?
As far as the account name is concerned, yes.
Okay, so let me jump back over to her and let her know that, that's the correct thing, and let me see if there's anything she can do with it at this point. Again, because I think we've processed it on our end. If what may happen is if that stuff doesn't match up and the beneficiary goes to confirm that information, they may then bounce it back. I don't know if they may contact you or not. You might need to contact them directly and just say, hey, let them know. But let me just double-check all of that. So give me just a moment here. I'll place you back on hold. I'll be right back with you.
Hey, Ruben. If it's a vendor sale and you can get a vendor invoice, we don't need a bill of sale, do we? So if it's a vendor doing the sale and you can get a...
Kara?
Yeah.
Hi. So usually what will happen is if that information is, you know, we processed it. So it's kind of like out of our hands at this point. Now, if the beneficiary bank checks that information and they find that there's a discrepancy there, they'll kick it back. Now, what will happen is, do you know who your relationship manager is?
At Wells? I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
It's going to be Kent Greer. So what will happen is Kent will get notified, and he should reach back out to you. Now, if he doesn't, I was going to get you his information so you can reach out to him to let him know, hey, keep an eye out for this.
I'm sure my manager knows his information. My question is, at this point, should it have gone through? Do you think it's more likely than not that it's getting bounced back?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, because it's like I don't deal with any of that. That's a whole different department. And it's really because it looks like we didn't care because we processed it on our end.
Is there another department you could transfer me to then?
Well, no, because it's going to be the other bank. It's the beneficiary bank that's going to determine on whether or not they kick it back. If the information as far as the routing numbers and the account numbers are correct, they might work to try to fix it. They'll make, oh, we realize you made a mistake here, and they might fix it. But they might say, hey, your information doesn't match, and then kick it back. So again, it's out of Wells Fargo's hands at this point. It's
now
up to the beneficiary banks on what they own, what they determine on how they handle it.
I'm trying to ask is more of a hypothetical. How long does it usually take for wires to process? I'm just trying to get an estimate on is it more likely than not that this is bounced at this point? Is it usually processed in the same day, or?
I think usually it should, but I don't know whatever like cutoff times or when their quitting time is. Again, we've processed it and we've done what we could over here on our end. Now it's the other bank stuff. You know, it's like so I don't know if they're going to get to it the same day or if it's going to be tomorrow. Monday, since it's now Friday. So again, the best thing to do at this point would say get in touch with your manager, let them know that there's an issue with this wire, with these two wires, and see if they can get a hold of Kent Greer. And if you want to, I can see if I can get at least an email for you for that person if they don't know it.
I think it's fine. Thank you.
All right. No problem. All right. Thanks for calling.